New England Patriots running back Fred Taylor. Hey, Fred, how you doing?
I'm doing great, but the way you just put that made me very sad.
I know. I'm going to miss talking to you on Fridays. I always look forward to it.
Yeah, I definitely look forward to it, just like today. Looking forward to it, although it feels a little awkward. I just landed back in South Florida, and I definitely wasn't ready to come home. But I'll take the weather. I guess that's the only trade-off. That's not even fair. But I'll definitely miss being up there for the next couple months.
You know, Fred, I was surprised. I was shocked, actually, that the Ravens were able to come in and jump you guys so early. I'm guessing you were surprised as well. When were you able to really put into perspective what happened on Sunday?
Sunday afternoon, I really couldn't believe it. I was in shock, kind of like a heavyweight fight. You know, boxers are great. They're both professionals. But somehow one guy lands that lucky punch early, and sometimes the other boxer can't bounce back from it. And that's what it kind of reminded me of, that first play of the game, man. That's a big blow for us. The defense played steady. Offensively, we couldn't do much. We couldn't muster up many yards. Seemed like they had a copy of our playbooks almost. But it's a terrible feeling, but you hate to say it's always next year, but you have to have some type of something to motivate you throughout the off-season workouts, and that's what I usually use. So I'm ready to get back at it as soon as possible.
It's funny, you said it almost seemed like they had a copy of your playbook. One of their players actually said, we knew what the audible calls were, we knew what was coming. Did you sense as the game was going on they knew more than you wanted them to know?
Well, I don't know. They had a very good game plan. You have to, like I said after the game immediately, you have to give them a lot of credit, their coaching staff, their players, because I really thought we prepared well. Well, I didn't think. I know for a fact that we prepared well. We were coached properly throughout the week, and I didn't think we would lose that game. Nowhere in the world I would ever I thought we would lose that game. And then in that fashion, definitely not. But you got to give them credit. They saw something, whatever they saw, they took advantage of it. And you just got to tip your hat off to the team. They deserve it.
And Fred, before you came on the line, we were talking about your offensive coordinator, Billy O'Brien. Well, he doesn't have the title, but he's calling most of the plays. Some people for him, most people against him. I'm not going to ask you, are you for him or are you against him? But I do want to know.
I'm for Billy O.
Okay, well, that's one. Okay, you settled
I really
that.
I like Billy O a whole lot. He has the passion, the energy. The thing is, and I don't want fans to misconstrue this, kind of like what happened with me in the Jacksonville paper a few weeks ago. They have to realize that the past is the past. You know, I know a lot of them are still maybe living on the 07 season and the points and all of that different stuff, and Josh McDaniels, and I was even a fan looking from the opposite side, you know, being an opponent. I was amazed by what they were doing, but it doesn't always work that way. That happens every 20, 30 years or so. Billy O, he's going to be a great offense coordinator in this game simply because he has to drive the passion. Every time you see him, he's pumped up, he's energetic. Even when he looks sleepy, he's energetic because that's just from busting his butt all night. So I don't want to get into a, you know, this or that with the fans, I guess, but I'm definitely for him. He's young, first time around at it. We finished pretty. I thought the offense offensively statistically we finished, you know, in the tops. So that's not bad. And a lot of guys that have been around for years don't even finish that high. But I'm definitely for Coach O'Brien.
Well, I did want to ask you about this. We haven't had the opportunity to be in one of his meetings. We haven't had the opportunity to be coached by him. What's it like to be coached by him? I mean, you kind of talked about it a bit with his enthusiasm. Tell us some other things about this guy that we don't know.
Well, I don't know. He's a Brown guy. meaning he went to Brown. I don't know. He's very smart. each and every second he's installing something, and then the next thing you know he'll install something better because he's like restless. That's what he does. It's his job, and I think he does it well. If you're in his meeting, you know, you can't have thin skin. That's the profession that we're in. You got to be able to take hard criticism because that's the way he coaches. It starts with Coach Belichick. You know, those guys being under him, he's a brilliant, brilliant mind, definitely one of the best coaches of all time. And it was just amazing for me to sit back and kind of just take in things each and every time he was at the podium before he addressed the squad meetings. But those coaches, they're going to learn a lot. They're learning from one of the best. And BBO, he's definitely one of those limbs from Coach Belichick's tree because he has that desire.
Fred, from the outside looking in now, though, as I watched the games this year, it seemed as though the play calling wasn't as efficient as it could be. I'm just talking about the logistics of getting the plays in. Too many timeouts that had to be squandered. Too many times when it didn't seem like the play was in as efficiently as it should be. Was that an issue for this team this year?
No, no offense. And that's why when you say that from the outside looking in, perception is bad. You know, perception is never really good. And people, we had a few malfunctions. And you don't want that, but, you know, nothing's perfect. And it's a team effort from the quarterback, from the running backs, from the receivers knowing, having to line up properly. And a lot of the times were us, the players, you know, not lining up in a proper alignment, whether we're in five wide or some spread set. So you can't put all of that on the play caller because, like I said, it's a team effort, and a lot of that is definitely our fault.
You know, Fred, since the game, all of us talk show hosts, fans, we've sat here and we have dissected the Patriots and we have figured out what they need to do to get better for 2010. I'm going to ask you, you want to know some of our solutions?
Yeah, I'm listening wide open.
Okay, we've got need a third receiver, need pass rushers, need a number one back, need this, need that. I'm going to ask you, what do you need to do to get better? When you look at yourself, you know, what do I need to do to get better for 2010? What's the answer?
Well, for me, it starts with just being on the field. You know, this year definitely wasn't what I had expected for or either had hoped for. But, I just need to be able to stay on the field. I think as soon as I was getting ready to hit my niche, this ankle injury and the surgery kind of came out of nowhere. But, I'll definitely get back to the drawing board, work out as hard as I've always worked out in the off season, and just pray for some good things to happen next time around.
Fred, can running back by committee, which is kind of the way this thing was set up this year, can that work? Do each of the guys get enough touches to do what they want to do to get ready to and to get into the flow of the game?
That's a great question, one that I've always had to entertain. As a running back, you want to be able to get X amount of touches so you can kind of get your motor, your engine going. And then when you're nice and warm, I mean, there's nothing that, at least for me, there's nothing that I felt like I couldn't do or couldn't get accomplished when I was nice and warm and ready to go. But after a while, I learned how to stay ready. You know, being a professional, regardless of whatever your assignment is, you have to be ready to play. You know, whether it's the first play you want to try and take it the distance or any given point throughout the game, you have to be ready to play. And some guys can handle that, and you have a lot of guys that can't. See, that's the problem, I think, when you ask that question. A lot of guys can't handle it. You know, they want to be the man and this and that. And I've never been that way. I'm the oldest of our seven kids. I've always had to learn how to share. I just have to be ready to play. That's my assignment, and I really think that's what the other guys should worry about, as opposed to am I going to get the ball? And you just have to be ready to play.
Fred, those of our fans in the audience who didn't hear our first interview with you probably don't know that your son is a great high school football player. And he's got a lot of
Thank you for the compliment.
And he's got a lot of football in front of him. What is he in the ninth grade now?
He's finishing up his freshman year. Thanks for saying he's great, but don't let him. Well, he's a pretty humble kid, so I think he can take it in stride. But I wouldn't use the word great, not yet. Give him some time. Let him get in his books. Let him pass Algebra 1 and 2 first. We'll see how that goes. But my job is to stay on top of him academically first and foremost, because that's the scariest thing when it comes to talent and guys. Now, I've been around a whole lot. I've seen a whole lot growing up, and the guys couldn't make the grade. So my job is to make sure he makes that grade. And then hopefully one day when we're all old and gray, we'll be seeing him tear it up. That's what I pray for.
Well, I was asking about him because he's put up some incredible numbers in a very competitive state, the state of Florida, at a young age, and I know he's not a man yet, but I'm wondering if you train and you train for the season, is he able to train with you? Could he keep up with you, or is that asking too much too soon?
He likes to show out. he trains with me. Versus NFL linebackers, teach him how to run routes out of the backfield, and he loves it. He takes it in, and he loves being around the older guys and all that, this and that different type stuff. So I'm looking forward to training him this off season. See how it goes. I'm trying to give him a little bit more as we go each and every year.
Hey, Fred, final question from me. If either Bill O'Brien or Bill Belichick came to you and said, Fred, how do you think our offense performed this year? What would your answer be?
Well, Coach, I think we could definitely do a lot better. Always room for improvement. I don't think we did the best that we set out to do, obviously, because we didn't finish on the ultimate stage. But something to build on.
Fred, it's been a real pleasure having you visit with us when you were able to during the football season. I can't wait for the next time we get to talk to you because I always enjoy it, and enjoy your off season.
Well, thank you. Hopefully soon you guys have a good time. Have a good day. Great weekend. Now I'm off to daddy duty.
Attaboy. We'll talk to you later.
All right, Fred.
Take care.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.